It appears the Orillia Rowing Club is charting a new course toward Kitchener Park. City Council endorsed the idea in principle at Monday's council meeting, following the club's February 13 presentation on the idea. Plans include space for a new 30-meter by 18-meter storage facility, as well as a dock along the narrow section of the 25-acre park near the end of West Street South. The club hopes to secure a 100-year lease on the space, free of charge, and has stated it will bear the costs of constructing its new home. If successful, the club will leave its current home at Tudhope Park. Council endorsed the project on the condition that the construction and operation costs no money to the city. At the meeting, city staff said the club needs city support to pursue grant opportunities for the construction of its new facilities. Staff recommends the council support, in principle, the Orillia Rowing Club's pursuit of a grant funding application to the Ontario Trillium Foundation for the costs associated with the creation of a proposed clubhouse, boathouse facility in Kitchener Park, said John McMullen, the city's manager of park planning and development. McMullen said the proposed location fits the city's long-term vision for both Tudhope Park and Kitchener Park, as it already planned to move the club from its current Tudhope Park location in the future, and there are plans for a variety of waterfront amenities at Kitchener Park. Long-range plans for Kitchener Park include that it be developed for public use and enjoyment, with boardwalks, boating access, swimming and fishing opportunities, he said. Parks planning is supportive of the rowing club's proposal because it fits into our long-range plans, and the club has indicated they will finance the project themselves. Club officials say water conditions are far more agreeable in that section of Lake Simcoe than in their current home on the shores of Lake Couchiching at Tudhope Park. We are in one of the most beautiful parks in Orillia, and we have been very grateful to the city all these years for the use of the building that we are in, but to grow our programs and our club, both competitively and recreationally, we need calmer water, said ORC's Barb Pigeon in a presentation to council in February. Pigeon said northwesterly winds can cause great issues with the club's rowing schedule, a statement she said is backed up by 8 years of data. Although over 900 rowers have joined the club since 2000, many leave after their first season due to wind conditions impacting their ability to enjoy the sport, she told city councillors. Due to more favorable conditions along Kitchener Park, ORC should be able to significantly expand its rowing options, she added. When asked by council at this week's meeting, city staff said the details of the lease agreement, the necessary approvals, and other details will need to be discussed and finalized at a later date. Councillor Ralph Sipala questioned whether the rest of the Kitchener Park would remain public, excluding the boathouse, and whether the proposed dock would be private, just as the rowing club's dock at Tudhope Park currently is. The building would be under the use of the club, and all of the rest of the park, it would certainly remain public, McMullen said. As part of master planning the shoreline of Kitchener Park, we would possibly engage with the rowing club and ask for public access to a dock. The idea is that some of these improvements would benefit the public as well as the club itself.